And now Flora is here. Hi, Flora. Flora Lichtman with our video pick of the week.
Hi, Ira.
Hi there. Got a good one, I'm sure.
Yes, it's the highly anticipated Golfing with an Astronaut video.
Oh, was I waiting for that? We promoed that last time.
Yes, we did. And here it is. We've delivered.
You golf, playing golf with an astronaut. But this is not on the big link someplace.
No, right? It's actually, and it's even better, it's mini golf.
Wow. You played mini golf with an astronaut.
I mostly filmed, but but an astronaut did play mini golf with us, kind of. And it's not just any mini golf. The New York Hall of Science in Queens on the 7 train has built and opened this summer a mini golf course that is space themed.
Wow.
So every hole has a scientific lesson associated with it.
Like gravity and rocketry and things like that?
Yeah, exactly. So what, you know, hole number 3 I think is launch window. And so you can read a little bit about, you know, what the launch window is, and then the hole itself represents that by having a metal grate that the kids we were playing with had a very hard time mastering. And I would have too. I mean,
it was funny.
It's a tough hole.
It's funny. It's a video pick of the week on our website at sciencefriday.com. And the astronaut walked you through the mini golf course.
Yes.
Explaining this to you.
He was very generous.
Who was he?
It's Charles Camarda. And he flew on Discovery a couple of years ago on the return to flight mission, which was after the Columbia disaster. So,
right.
You know, that's kind of a brave thing to do anyway.
Yeah.
And he explained some of the science as we went along.
It's very funny to see. You know, it's cute. It's a theme park. It's at the New York Hall of Science in Queens, and it teaches you about rocketry, the physics, while you're launching that golf ball around the loop-de-loops and almost hitting certain people.
Yes, there are a few close calls in the video. Look out for a little montage where a few people almost get smacked in the head. And, you know, our astronaut, Dr. Camardo, was pretty good. I mean, he tied for first with one of the kids.
Is that with one of the kids? So simple, even a kid can do it. But it's a lot of fun, and thank you for putting your life in jeopardy. Because I saw someone of those angles that you got with the golf balls there.
Yeah, some were close. And I'd be curious if people have mini golf courses that are sort of science-y in their neighborhoods. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, maybe they can shoot their video, send it to us.
Yeah, that'd be great.
If you can do your own video of a science-y theme at your own mini golf course.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be mini golf. I mean, you know, amusement park.
Yeah, amusement park. You know, that maybe at mini golf, why that little windmill gets in the way just when you... I don't know.
Yeah, the physics.
The physics of all that stuff. Thank you.
Thanks.
Flora Lichtman, our video pick of the week at the mini golf science video there on sciencefriday.com. It's a lot of fun. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. That's about it for this program. It's produced by Christopher Intagliata and senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berkowitz is our director, and Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher is our SciArts producer. Our intern is Eric Ortlip. Neil Roush is our technical director. And Manya is at the controls here in New York. And we had help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbett, and the University of Denver. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, where we're podcasting still. And Second Life folks are hanging out. You can go to Second Life, too. And we want to also give credit for Shelley Du Bois, who is joining us now for the first time. Welcome aboard as part of the crew of Science Friday. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.